to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out irstoprotect.ie for more information.
Hello, I'm Luke Delaney. Many supermarkets worldwide have opted to start their journey towards delivering a fully sustainable shopping experience. Each year, the average grocery business releases 1,900 tonnes of carbon dioxide from electricity and gas needed for operations. That's the equivalent of 360 cars. Each year, businesses around the globe collectively lose over 850 billion euro from food waste. If all that waste were a country, only the US and China would surpass its greenhouse emissions. The supermarket industry plays a large role in these figures. Owen Kyo is head of sustainability with the Musgrave Group. He told us about the steps SuperValue are taking in becoming more environmentally friendly.
Musgrave Group, some of the listeners might be aware, is one of the largest wholesalers and retailers of food in the main in Ireland. So through our brands, the likes of SuperValue, Centra, Frank and Honest, Donnybrook Fair and Musgrave Marketplace, which is our cash and carry side of the business, food service side of the business. So in a day-to-day perspective, our focus and my role is about leading our sustainability strategy and implementing that across our group.
And you're obviously launching a new program, I heard. Is that true? And what sort of stuff might the consumers be able to find?
Yeah, so through our SuperValue brand, we've launched a new campaign calling Take Local Action and Make Global Impact. And the whole idea there is we're trying to encourage the consumers that shop with us on a daily basis and a weekly basis to work with us to take local small actions which can have a larger global impact when it comes to sustainability and the environment for various different challenges.
And will that mean maybe introducing more sustainable packaging or how you run the stores, let's say, day to day?
Yeah, absolutely. So packaging is one of the areas we've been working on for a number of years now. We've a number of different commitments. The main ones are that 100% of our SuperValue and Centra packaging will be recyclable, reusable, or compostable by 2025. And we've made really good progress so far. 96% of the SuperValue and Centra packaging is recyclable, reusable, or compostable. And then we're aiming as well to eliminate unnecessary packaging wherever possible for consumers. And then for our stores and the day-to-day running of our stores, many of your listeners might have seen in stores things like upgraded refrigeration with the doors on fridges, perhaps maybe some solar paneling on some stores, as well as upgrades in LED lighting. All of those initiatives help reduce the emissions associated with running the store itself. So that's an area we've been focused on for quite a while, amongst other various areas we've been working on from a sustainability perspective.
And there's obviously been a lot of thinking behind this. As someone at the heart of this and driving it forward, is there much of a price difference on becoming more sustainable, especially packaging-wise? So if you were to, let's say, move from your more traditional plastic packaging to a more sustainable route, is it more expensive for you guys?
In some cases, it can be an investment that we're making as a business ourselves. But we want to do that to future-proof ourselves going forward. And we're really conscious that, well, our consumers expect us to be addressing various different challenges like climate change, plastic packaging, and so on. But we also know that tackling these challenges together as businesses, as consumers, is the only way we're going to make progress on the climate change agenda as well as other challenges. So while there may be investments, we make sure wherever possible that we don't pass that on to the consumer and make it more expensive for them. And we work with really collaborative relationships with suppliers to work on some of these things like packaging as well.
And Owen, you actually touched on my next question just there. So consumers aren't going to be expected to pay that extra cost, and it will be on the likes of SuperValue who will cover the cost.
Well, wherever possible, we're trying to make sure that it isn't more expensive to shop more sustainably. In our stores, and we're doing that, as I said, through kind of collaborative relationships, through investing ourselves as a business in various different initiatives.
The possible introduction of renewable energy around Irish supermarkets would work wonders in terms of saving money and remaining environmentally friendly. A move away from traditional plastic bags, packaging and containers will also help Ireland in their climate action targets. Consumers around the country will need to support shops opting to become carbon neutral and limit their consumption of items being packaged unsustainably.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie.